And I have my next guest with me. It's Joyce Jowdy. Good morning, Joyce.
Morning, Susie.
You are the Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator at the East Bonner County Library.
That is true. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you had a good Thanks Day last week, a day of thanks.
Yeah, did. And it's usually a time at least you can reflect on all that you can be grateful for, which is a lot here in North Idaho. So we want to talk about what you've got going, but briefly, what do you do as the coordinator of adult programming and community engagement? It's a new position, sort of.
Yes, especially the community engagement part. I'm trying to reach out to individuals, businesses, organizations, and really see what it is they're looking to learn about, explore, and discover. You know, what are their aspirations, and what are some of the barriers, and how can the library partner and collaborate with others to break down some of those barriers and explore different ways of learning, teaching, sharing, building community, that sort of thing, as well as doing certain specific adult programs that we hear back that people are actually interested in either sharing their expertise or learning something new.
Fantastic. Our library is a great resource. We just had the Community Resource Envision Center gals up, Katie and Becca, talking about all that they're doing, and the library has that same flavor to me. It's on a different level in some respects. It's about, you know, kind of, you know, pulling your brain activity together, but it does other things too.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. In my drive in, I caught the beginning. I couldn't catch the whole end, but because, you know, they're all about resources, what resources are available in our community, and the library, I think, is about what resources we have to learn and explore new things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have an event coming up. This is the several that you've done so far. I know that last month a friend of mine, actually someone from the radio station here, also a friend of our, does a lot in our community, Jean Girth, had a presentation about music.
Yes. Sweet
presentation.
That was so nice, and I really appreciate, Susie, you bringing her to my attention. And when you attended one of our Natural Connections program, which is the next iteration, is coming up Saturday, December 9th. And so it was nice having Jean there last month. Oh, well, actually, it was October.
October.
Yeah. So on December 9th, 10 to 4, at the library in Sandpoint, we're going to be having the next iteration of Natural Connections. And just in case some of your listeners haven't heard before, it's a new program, day-long event, 10 to 4, with different time slots for different types of activities and learning modalities that we're trying to do each and every month. And looking to give people an opportunity to share what their knowledge is and their interests or to explore new things.
Well, I think one of the opportunities of this program, and then you can tell us what's happening in December, on December 9th, is that if you have something, like as soon as Jean Girth heard about what you were doing, she says, I know how to teach something about music. You hear the intervals. You hear anyone can play music is what she came up with, kind of. And so these are just regular people. They're not teachers or professionals, but they have skills. And so it kind of wakes people up to what they could share in the community. I think that's a neat aspect, not just those attending, but the person presenting.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were able to take advantage of one of the other benefits of our library with Jean in particular, because she was doing music. A lot of people don't have instruments, and we have the Library of Things now, and there's two guitars. So I pulled those out of the Library of Things and had them for her presentation. And luckily, somebody who didn't know the class was going on went out to their car and had a guitar in the car. And, you know, so just things happen organically and naturally in this community, which is awesome.
Right. So let's hear about what's happening on December 9th.
Okay. So speaking of people from the community, we have a volunteer from the University of Idaho Extension. Susie Miller is going to be doing the basics of food preservation. She's going to start that at 10 o'clock, Susie. And she's going to go through all the typical things, canning, water canning, freeze drying, all the different things, dehydration that you think about preserving all those great fruits of your labor of the garden each year. Mm-hmm. And even you're going to get to not only see a demonstration of making freezer jam, but you'll get to take a little jar home with you so you can remember and be reminded of the the fruits of your labor and enjoy that later on. So that's how we're going to start out at 10. And that's with, you know, she's a what they call a master food safety advisor. Okay. And so one of the main concerns or focus of U of I Extension is always to make sure we're preserving things safely so yeah. nobody gets sick or anything like that. And so that's why these basics are real good. So she's yeah. with the University of Idaho Extension as a volunteer.
A question might be, how long do you water boil compared to pressure can? Things like that, depending on how much acid or sugar is in the jar that you're preserving. It's interesting, but it's very vital.
Yeah, and it sounds like you might have done it.
Well, I've been doing all that kind of stuff for a long time.
Yeah. And so then at 12 o'clock, this was another neat connection. We had the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force a few weeks ago had an event about Cure for Hate. I don't know if you remember that, Susie, or not. But one of the three tenets that came out of that was how do you cure hate would be curiosity, courage, and compassion. And this gentleman, Brad, went to that event at the library. And when I announced that we needed people for Natural Connections, he said, well, wait, I do broom making. What about that? So he's going to do a demonstration on broom making, and you specifically a whisk broom, hand tying, you know, old school way. And he learned how to do that from the John Campbell Folk School in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so he just does it on the side, and he wants, they're functional or artistic. And if folks are interested, he's then possibly going to do a class to make your own. And we're going to do that over lunch. So feel free to bring your brown bag lunch and watch him do that and listen to him and show, he's going to show other broom styles. And that'll be our 12 o'clock lunchtime for that.
Well, that's always good to know how to do. But I think more than anything, it's community coming together and seeing what happens. It's fluid, in other words.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing about this. It's 10 to 4, but you can come all day or you can come for just the slots that particularly interest you. So you're right. There's an interesting flow of our community going through the space and sharing and people running into each other who haven't seen each other for a long time or maybe have never met and making new right. connections.
And bringing them into the library and using that at resource that's so amazing. There's so many rooms and spaces. And
yeah. So. It was really funny. In November, we had Carrie doing the pemmican making.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a full house, 55 or more. And some were actually like families and stuff. And, you know, the little ones weren't so interested. So I noticed a couple of fathers taking the little kids into the library. And they did that while, like, the mother and the other older ones were doing the program.
Sure.
So it's a great way to go back and forth.
Sure. So what else do you have?
So at 1 o'clock, then we have Living with Ease through Tapping. And that's Beryl Ryan. She's an RN for over 35 years, and she's currently a hospice nurse. And for those of you who can't see Susie, she's doing it here as I'm talking. She's doing tapping on acupressure points that helps relieve tension, stress, can actually do actual healing. And it's specifically the emotional freedom technique, because a lot of people have heard and used the term tapping really loosely these days. But this is the actual formal technique that really can help with PTSD and all sorts of things.
It kind of stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system or your vagus nerve,
mm-hmm.
which kind of they work together. So it's an actual physiological approach to healing.
Absolutely. And you're not only going to see her do it, but she's going to teach you how to do it on yourself so that when you leave, you'll have that introduction and begin to able actually do it. It's quite simple, but very profound. And its effects, as clearly you must already have experienced yourself,
yeah,
Susie.
It really works.
That's great. I'm glad you had that experience.
You feel the relaxation response.
Mm-hmm.
So another great one. And the last one.
And then the last one is at 2 p.m., and that were called Band-Aids for Books. And there you get the opportunity to meet Rila, who's one of our staff members who takes care of our book collection and always keeps it in good shape. She's going to share her tips and tricks and knowledge of how to mend your books. So if you've got any favorite books at home that, you know, look a little dog-eared or a little bit loose in the binding, She can teach you those techniques, and she's going to do it hands-on. I went and bought her paintbrushes and glue and all that kind of stuff. And you're going to sit there, learn techniques. She's going to show you, explain, and then you're going to do practice books. So you don't have to bring your own books. Okay. She's going to have practice books, and it's a mending class to restore your, you know, just your personal little book. It's not a original book binding or for historical preservation.
At home work that you can do. I was just looking at one of my son's books from when he was little, and it was starting to get loose in the binding, and I was thinking, interestingly enough, that I need to figure out how to do this, so, and I didn't want to just slap on some tape,
because
that cannot, you know, preserve it. It just holds it back together. So, cool.
Yeah, so I hope to see you then at 2 p.m., and you can learn how to do that and go back and fix that book.
Yeah, I'll probably come to the tapping and that one, but they're all great. This is December 9th. It's a series of, and it starts at
10 a.m.
at the library.
Right. So 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock slots. And we'll be wrapped up by 4. So you can go on to your evening plans.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think, don't you have something planned on that day?
We do. Well, thank you very much. And that leads us right into this, how we work here. Yeah, we have the little live radio show. Live radio show. It will be at the Well, it'll be on the air, but it's a Christmas special. We have lots of musicians lined up and storytellers and poets that will be at the Little Panada Theater. Now, seating is limited. You can get tickets at panada.org for that. They're only $15. There's 40 of those tickets. And then we're going to have 30 tickets to give away during our membership fun drive, our winter fun drive that's we'll be on the air with people on the phones. This is old-fashioned call in and make a donation until tickets run out. For your donation, you will get for $50 or more a one ticket or $88.50, you'll get two tickets until they run out. So who's playing at the live radio show, since you asked? You didn't ask, but I'm telling you.
Hey, but you knew what I was thinking.
I know. Is Mike Wagner and John Utah John, Larson Garden. Oh, I should have that in front of me. I don't.
What time did you say it was starting again, Susie? I didn't catch that.
That starts at from 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
And remember, there's limited seating at the Little Theater at the Panada. So you can go to panada.org and get tickets right now. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be festive and special.
Cool. That sounds like a great day, guys, out there. You know, you can be learning something with your hands, watching, and then going out for some great entertainment, either in the comfort of your home, listening on the radio, or going to the Little Panada Theater.
Yeah. So, you know, Joyce, the last time you were in here, probably to talk about the October event, Natural Connections. I was gone for a while. I don't know if you came in for the one Jean was doing in November, October, November, whatever. It's been a while. But one of the things, you brought in someone who does finance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of your program. And it sounded so interesting. Is that still going on?
Yes, it is. And in fact, this coming Monday, December 4th, which is the first Monday of the month, she does Money Mondays, and that's the Savvy Finance Coach has partnered with the library to offer this free class series on the first Mondays of the month. Other than January, it needs to be the second due to it being a holiday. But this one is From Debt to Prosperity. I mean, hopefully nobody went into crazy debt over Black Friday or Cyber Monday or anything like that. But we all know that it's tough times sometimes, especially in terms of holidays and family needs. And so she's going to be doing that at 5:30 to 6:30 at the Sandpoint Library program, From Debt to Prosperity. And the thing that'll be different this time, Susie, than when we talked previously, is people can join in through Zoom if they would like for this. It's going to be a hybrid. She's going to teach in person, but they can go to the library website, www.ebonnerlibrary.org, and go to the event page, and you can find out about the Money Mondays as well as the Natural Connections that I just talked to you about. But for the Money Mondays, it'll have the link there for the Zoom. And so if you want to join it that way,
I would suggest going a few minutes early to get into the Zoom meeting if that's the way you're going to participate. That's Monday, December 4th from 5:30 to 6:30.
And then her next one will be January 8th, the second Monday of the month because of the holiday, goal setting. And then on February 5th, she's going to have a guest expert do retirement by design.
Okay.
So that's on this coming Monday. And also this Monday is open sewing at 2 to 4. And that's a situation where you're going to want to register because we have limited sewing machines. And you bring your own project in. And then...
A lot going on.
There's one new thing, if we have time or not. Okay, real quick, guys, mark your calendar, December 14th. Fiction writers out there, we got an open mic night. Hmm. We've partnered with Sandpoint Storymakers, who meets every week in the library, writing. So you can either come listen, 6 to 8 p.m. on the 14th, or come read your fiction. And it's not going to be a stodgy thing, guys. It's going to be moving, dynamic, exciting. We've got a great MC for it.
Fine.
Hope you can come out.
That's a lot going on at our library. You can find out all about those events at ebonnerlibrary.org. And Joyce Jowdy, thank you so much for coming in. We're kind of running out of time, but I just want to remind our listeners, if you missed part of this morning's show's interviews and you want to find out more, we will have a podcast up of these interviews in about noon or so today. And thanks for listening. I'm going to go out with a song tomorrow on the morning show, by the way.
Thanks, Susie. I really appreciate this chance to come in.